looking at me like this. I said, come out. Then I saw drops of tears off his face. He's looking at me like this. So the guy had to come with the mother. And the mom was like, please, my father. Oh, hey, you. You are crying. Papa is praying for you. Stop crying. But me, I look at the mother and said, he's free. The mom was like, no, papa. The demons are too much. You see, with knowledge, I know that some demons come out through tears. Mm-hmm. Some demons come out through tears. You may actually be sitting and I may be talking, and from all of a sudden, tears just falling from your eyes, and you may actually not know that actually that is deliverance going on. But as a person of knowledge, I knew what just had happened. I knew what had just happened. That this man, is free. In other words, if I didn't have knowledge, I would keep on praying, come out. Yet the person was already set free. In other words, you need more knowledge than even the prayer. Because you would keep on praying while the person is free. Another time, I was praying for someone. All right? As I was praying for the person sighed. Just like that. He looked at me. Please, Papa, pray for me. I said, you are free. There was no manifestation. I said, you are free. He said, Papa, I said, you are free. Papa, I'm not free. I said, how do you force not to be free? I said, you are free. Now, through knowledge, I know. All right? I know how demons operate and how they come out. All right? I know. Another time I was commanding a demon. I said, come out. The man just stood like this and he was looking at me like this. And he was a pastor. And I said, you need deliverance. Oh, okay, my father. I said, come out. And there was no manifestation of a spirit. But as a prophet, I realized that, wait a minute, the demon I'm casting out of this person is actually not in this person. It is outside. Now, if you say out to a demon, that is already out. So the demon was standing outside this man, folding his hands, watching me delivering the guy. And the spirit, you need to know there are two types of demonic possessions. You can be possessed inside, or they can possess you outside. When you're possessed inside, it's when demons take over you, your blood, your soul. When they possess you outside, it's when they take over your business, your career. Demons that affect your career don't stay inside of you. Normally, they are outside. Some of you demons have affected your children. They are not inside of you. They are in your children. But their main aim is you. It is you who is psychologically attacked. They are in drugs. They are in what? And you are the one who is complaining. Because the demons didn't attack inside you. They attacked your children. I'm talking to someone right here. Someone say knowledge. Say ignorance. You have to know this. So sometimes demons can actually attack your work. Before you know it, everything to do with your business is completely attacked. That moment, demons are not inside of you. They are operating from outside. So this man, the demons which were attacking him, were actually standing outside. You see, we're like, they've been praying for me. I don't manifest demons. I don't have demons. Who told you don't have? Let's just look at your bank account to start with. They are finishing everything you're doing. You try this project, this business, everything, they are on it. There is a warfare around you. You are being monitored somewhere. Now, so I said, come out. The man just kept on looking at me. Then I realized the demon was outside. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit outside. I said, every demon around you, I bind it. And I command it to go and never come next to you, neither near you, even your home, even your house. The demon screamed through him and pulled him down and left. He never came back. The man, he was a man of God now. He was a man of God. But the problem is, in his family, there was a spirit where nobody would stay in marriage. Do you understand? Nobody was to stay in marriage. And the demon was affecting this man. That though he was a pastor, he was about to lose his marriage. It's 5 years now, then no more battles in his marriage. They had issues every week. A demon left. There was a certain time I was doing a certain project, and I had involved someone to help me in the project. And the project was not moving at all. I said, what's happening? The project was not moving at all. We try like, okay, it looked like we're about to do it. And then it's closed. I said, what's going on? One time I was praying. And then God told me, he said, the problem is the person you put there. And then the Holy Spirit revealed to me that that person who had put there, in his family, there's a spirit of disappointment. And this is the person I had given him to be in charge over that transaction. Now, what affects him at home? He brought it into my business. Some of you don't even know why things are failing. Sometimes are the people you're involved with. This is why we keep on telling you that even if you get married, it is important for family deliverance. Where a husband and a wife together, you get delivered. Because if a woman is delivered and not the man, or if a man is delivered and not the woman, we're wasting our time. I promise you. So the woman is free and the man is not free. Can you imagine we have got a man with a spirit of stagnation and a woman is delivered from stagnation and the woman goes home and it's the man who's working. Now the Bible there says what? It says, you see the Bible, the simple or the foolish inherit fully, but the prudent, the clever are crowned with knowledge. So what you need right now is knowledge. Some say knowledge. Knowledge. There are things you don't know. You have no idea, no clue. Just walking like this. So tonight, I want to pray for the spirit of knowledge. That maybe there is something you don't know. I want you to know it. Something that is happening around you that maybe you don't know. The moment you just know about it, something will turn around. Raise your two hands in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let my prayer be based on knowledge.
Be based on knowledge.
I rebuke ignorance.
In my prayer.
Say it again. I rebuke ignorance. In my prayer. So before we begin to pray, because we're going to just make a prayer very soon. It is important to know, what am I doing? There are demons out there. There are spirits out there. There are monitoring spirits out there. They're just waiting for you. The moment you start doing it, they'll come and bring it down. Can we command something to happen? Yes. If you're watching me, wherever you're watching me from, I command in the name of Jesus, every sabotage in the spirit, every sabotage, every demonic sabotage, in the name of Jesus, I command that sabotage to be arrested. I chain it now and I put it in a prison. May it have no access to you. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, I command an arrest.
I command an arrest
to every sabotage.
Every sabotage.
Demonic spirits.
Demonic spirits.
Working to sabotage.
Working to sabotage.
Say, I command an arrest.
I command an arrest.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say amen.
Amen.
You know, the good thing is, in the spirit, if you just say, I command an arrest, actually in the spirit it happens. Anything you say, if you say, I command this to happen, trust you me, the law in the spirit, the arrest in the spirit is more quicker than the one you know at police. There are no documentations, no nothing. You are a warrant officer. If you say arrest, it's arrested. But the problem is, after arresting, you behave like you never arrested. So it now the demon comes out. And you say, you are the one who was arresting me yesterday. And are you not the one who was saying, I arrest, arrest, arrest? You must understand these things. You need to have knowledge. The Bible says, but the knowledge are crowned with what? Knowledge. The clever are crowned with knowledge. Ignorant people get what their foolishness deserves. But the clever are rewarded with knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. Say loud again, say knowledge. And I have people tonight who don't even, I'm telling you the truth, there is really just something right next to you. And I can feel it, that you are about to pick it. I don't know what it is, but it's a very big thing. You are about to pick it, and the whole world will be shocked. You are about to pick it. Some people are looking at me like my son is like, my father talking to me now. They have already picked it. Something is about to happen. Tonight, I just want us to pray, wherever you're watching me from, we just want to pray that let this happen. Whatever it is that God has put for me, that I have not yet discovered it, come in my bosom. Come in my hands. Come right in front of my eyes. And I will make use of you. Raise up your hands. Just like an Apostle Paul, I make a prayer for you. May the spirit of revelation, the spirit of knowledge,
yes, Lord,
the spirit of understanding,
yes,
be upon you now. In the name of Jesus.